now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, happy Thursday, everybody. Getting through the end of July here, and looking forward to a jam-packed show here on Talk of the Town. So stick around, because there's a whole lot that we are going to be tackling. We're going to have the chairwoman of the Arizona Republican Party, Dr. Kelly Ward, joining us in moments. And then a little bit later on, two of our candidates for supervisor, one who is currently seated and one that would like to be, Mary Mallory and Sherry Hanna. We will join them live in just a few moments. Stay tuned here on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Comfort level is a huge consideration these days when you're out shopping for your pet food and feed. That's why we offer curbside service at all of our stores for those of you who don't want to enter a crowded environment. You just call the number posted on the outside of our stores when you arrive, give our associate your order, and we'll do the shopping for you. Then we'll bring the order out to your vehicle and load it with a smile. If you really can't make it out of your house, we've got that covered too. All of our stores will be more than happy to deliver your order to your front door or barn, and we'll do whatever you feel comfortable with as far as stacking it or storing it. All you need to do is call your local Olson store, and we'll steer you through the order process. No fuss, no muss. Or you can just come into our bright and airy stores and shop to your heart's content, all the while socially distancing to your comfort level. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and Olson'sGrain.com. And remember, good enough just isn't.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
No, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettles High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical heating, cooling, and plumbing.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we'd like to welcome back the chair of the Arizona Republican Party, Dr. Kelly Ward, is with us live. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Hello, hello. I'm doing great. How about you? I'm surviving here in Lake Havasu.
I know. It's going to be like 120 over there or something?
Someone said 118. Let's see. Right now it's 117, according to my weather app.
Yeah, well, that's not the only place that's turning up the heat these days. It's a pretty hot political season. Give us your overview as to where you think our Republican candidates are here in Arizona.
Well, you know, we're less than a week away from the primary election. We're going to know who our Republican nominees are before you know it. We have got so many great people who are running for office. Unfortunately, they can't all win their elections and get into office. But I know that come August 5th, it's going to be a time of coming together, uniting so that we can move into November and win big, from the president to the Senate to the House and all the way down the ballot, because really this is the election of our lifetime. It is, we hear that all the time. 2016 was a pretty consequential election, but this one really is the choice between law and order and lawlessness. It's the choice between socialism and Americanism. It's the choice between liberty and tyranny. And so we have great people. We have great ideas. We have great policy that we can put into place once we win these elections. And so I think that people are seeing that. They're seeing so many things on the ground that are turning people, whether they're diehard Republicans, they know they're going to vote GOP, but the independents and the few thinking Democrats that are left are coming our way as well, because they do not want to live in a Joe Biden, Mark Kelly, AOC, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer America.
I would think that in a year like this, with so many different things, and of course the COVID-19 thing underlying it all, that people, I would think, would generally opt for safety and security. And I think that is clear that the Republicans offer that in their platform.
Yeah, it is actually one of the number one things that we see as we are surveying people across the state, either at their door or on the telephone or electronically. Law and order is definitely on their mind, and close proximity is the economy. And we all know that President Trump is the only one that will handle law and order appropriately, and he's the one that set us on a historic economic path in the past. And he's the one that will put us back on it once we're past this pandemic.
Now, you know that Arizona has been targeted as trying to turn the state blue or purple or black and blue or whatever it is that they're trying to do here. And so I would think that being in the crosshairs like that, that you would probably see some additional resources coming into our state.
Oh, we definitely do. We have a team like you could not imagine. We've got a ground game of over 100 people on the ground who are hired employees of the Republican Party of Arizona, working closely with the Republican National Committee and the Trump campaign. There are people from the National Senatorial Committee that are already on the ground here in Arizona. Our volunteers are second to none, and we've got a stellar voter registration program going on in all avenues, from mail to digital to at the door. We are registering new Republicans every single day.
Now, it's obviously, if you're not registered to vote, it's too late to register for the primary, but isn't there going to be an open period where you can still register to vote and vote in the general election?
Yes, you can register right now. You can't vote in the primary, just as you said, but up until October 5th, you can register for to vote in November. So October 5th is the deadline for that. Also, I urge people to go and check your own registration, because there have been some little funny business that have happened where people have been switched from Republican to independent or even Democrat accidentally in the computer system. So go to azgop.com/register, and you can register to vote right there very easily online, and you can also check your own voter registration.
We're talking with the Arizona Republican Party chairperson, Dr. Kelly Ward. You've recently run into some problems on social media, and I wonder if having seen so many conservative voices being stifled on social media that maybe that whole genre might be suffering a little bit of a credibility problem.
Well, yesterday there was a hearing before Congress of the Big Four in the digital world, and it was very, very clear in that hearing that conservatives are being targeted and conservatives are being silenced. I am one of those. I am right now suspended from Twitter, and because I dared to say they were censoring a video of physicians talking about their success in treating COVID-19. And so because I said they were censoring that and tweeted it out, they have suspended my account. Now, they did tell me that if I were willing to just delete the tweet that they've already deleted, so the tweet is not on my account, but they want me to go in and delete the tweet myself so that they can, for 2 weeks, put the scarlet letter T on my account saying that I am a Twitter community standards violator and everyone should know it. This video that I retweeted has been seen by millions, over 17 million when they started to censor it. It's still everywhere on the internet. It's still everywhere on Twitter, on Facebook, everywhere. But they are still silencing me. Now, remember, they didn't just suspend me as an individual. They suspended the duly elected chairman of the Republican Party of Arizona, a battleground state. No other state chairman, no state party chairman, Republican or Democrat, has been limited in this way by Twitter, to my knowledge. Now, this is a battleground state for the presidential and for the Senate, and they took this action less than a week before our primary and less than 100 days before the November general election. They didn't just randomly pick me out of the air. They targeted me, and they want to shut me up, which means I'm effective, so I guess I should be flattered.
That's right, and it is shameful that they would take that kind of action, especially when there is so much being said on Twitter that is hateful. I mean, truly hateful. Mm-hmm. Hate speech and so forth. The video you're talking about is the one that featured the African American physician that was extolling the virtues of hydroxychloroquine. And so this is, it's a very informative video, and you, as a healthcare professional, were just simply voicing your support for that idea.
Yes, and she was not the only one speaking. There were multiple right. physicians there with extremely impressive pedigrees in terms of their training who were speaking at that press conference and who have been silenced. The thing that is clear is that Twitter and the rest of the big tech industry are not even hiding the fact that they're partnering with the Democrats to tip the scale in 2020. We're seeing it every single day with how Twitter chooses to enforce which tweets they're going to censor and when they aren't. And they aren't enforcing these policies equally. They allow terrorists. They allow dictators. They allow foreign propagandists to abuse their platform regularly. And if you've watched throughout the coronavirus outbreak, Twitter has allowed the Chinese Communist Party to spread false propaganda repeatedly. But if you're a Trump supporter like I am, the game is different. For you, it's different for me than it is for the Communist Party, Communist Chinese Party, or for the dictator from Iran who wants to see Israel wiped from the earth and America too.
That'll be another show. But and you mentioned the Chinese Communist Party, and I just wanted to get this quick mention in. The ads that are being run regarding Mark Kelly and his connection to the Chinese Communist Party, I think, really have raised the eyebrows of a lot of folks that didn't realize that there was that connection.
Right. Well, I like to call him Mark Kelly. So, because he is so intimately tied to China, and he's not just bad on China, he's bad on the Second Amendment, he's bad on the life issue, he's bad on economics, he's bad on tax, he's bad on, he wants the new bad deal, the new Green Deal. He's very good friends with AOC and Ilhan Omar, but his ties to China really should be deeply troubling for every American and every Arizonan. Here, our voters are independent. We're liberty-minded. We are patriots. And when we hear about how closely Mark Kelly has aligned himself with this company called Tencent. Tencent is a big tech data mining company that's controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. And it should be, it better be, it has to be a serious red flag for voters. We're working to expose those ties so that voters are very well educated when they get into get to cast their ballot. And President Trump has endorsed Senator McSally here in Arizona. We're going to make sure that our U.S. Senate seat stays Republican come November. And it's a top priority for Senator McSally, the president, and a top priority for the Republican Party of Arizona.
Well, Dr. Kelly Ward, I know you're fighting the good fight, and we've got a primary election coming up on Tuesday. Good luck with that.
Yes, and one last thing, Sanford. Yeah. Make sure that everyone writes in Jim O'Connor and fills in the bubble for Corporation Commission. We only have two Corporation Commission candidates on the general ballot right now. Write in Jim O'Connor. Fill in that bubble for CorpCom. And let's unite to win come August 5th.
Yeah, thanks for reminding everybody about that. I did that on my ballot because you are allowed to vote for three, but we only have two official candidates on the ballot. So Jim O'Connor for Arizona Corporation Commission on the Republican primary ballot. You just have to make sure and write it in. Dr. Kelly Ward, thanks again for joining us from a very busy Thursday.
Hey, I appreciate it. Have a great day. Let's keep Arizona great.
Yay. That's Dr. Kelly Ward, the state chairperson for the Arizona Republican Party, joining us live here on Talk of the Town. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, one of our guests is a supervisor and would love to be reelected. Another is a candidate for supervisor and would love to have your vote. They're both in here in just a couple of moments. Sherry Hanna and Mary Mallory. Stay tuned. It's all happening right here on your Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back. Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Fight back against viruses, bacteria, and mold with the iWave Air Purifier from Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Once the iWave is installed, it's self-cleaning with no maintenance. Yavapai Plumbing and Heating helps you create a healthy environment in your home. It's like being purified by ocean breezes. Catch the iWave Air Purifier from Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Call 928-776-7025. That's 776-7025. Or search Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Catch away.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switched things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, it is my pleasure, with less than a week to go in the primary election, to have two candidates for the County Board of Supervisors, one a sitting supervisor, Mary Mallory, and she is running for Can you call it re-election? Because you really weren't elected in the first place. It was, you were kind of appointed, so.
I call it an election.
All right. Well, because I know your signs say keep, which I think is the right way to explain it. But anyway, Mary is the sitting supervisor in District 5. And then Sherry Hanna would like to be your supervisor in District 1. And it's Rolly Simmons that's stepping down. And so welcome. You're welcome to KQ&A.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having us. Yeah.
So let's take the District 1 situation first. Obviously, you're replacing Rolly Simmons, who has been a fixture on the political scene here for a number of years. You have a lot of credentials leading up to this run for supervisor. What made you decide that this was the time and the place to throw your hat in the ring?
Well, as I said, I went to Supervisor Simmons and learned that he was not going to be running again for re-election. And I felt that this was a perfect opportunity for me to bring my experience and leadership with all the, I am a community activist. A lot of people know me. I've been out in the community for years with the Downwinders nationally and other groups locally and throughout our county, not just here in Prescott. And I decided to build on the relationships that Supervisor Simmons had established. And I started going out in the district over 2 years ago, talking with my constituents, the would-be constituents, and learning the issues and finding out if they were open to me even seeking this position to fill that Supervisor Simmons has been in. And we've been so fortunate because to have Supervisor Simmons, you know, like you said, he's done a great job and been involved in politics here. And so I'm just wanting to, move in and build on his relationships and continue what he's been doing.
So when the opportunity presented itself to do this, what kind of help did you have? Because I know that you've been very involved with the Republican Women of Prescott, the largest Republican women's group in the universe,
not just
in the state, not just in the country, but in the universe.
Yes.
And so I would imagine that having folks like that that have witnessed the hard work that you've done on behalf of Republican women, that's got to give a little bit of a confidence boost that you could do the job as a supervisor.
Yes, thank you. And I've been a lifelong Republican. I've been very active in the Republican Party here in Prescott in Yavapai County. I'm a precinct committeeman, so I've been active in Yavapai County GOP and the Republican Women of Prescott. I was the first vice president for 2 years and have helped and worked with that organization, so they've been very supportive of me.
How tough has it been for you to campaign when you can't like walk door to door and knock on doors and do a lot of the handshaking and the stuff like that that normally allows you to build the one-on-one relationship with the voters? You've had to kind of, you know, work around the COVID-19 and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, and you know, it's been all pretty much social media now because you aren't able to go door to door. You know, people don't want to open the door where people, they don't know who's standing at the door. And all of our forums have been by Zoom, so we haven't had an audience where people can come in and watch us and listen. So it's been a difficult campaign season. I did start early, and I was grateful for that, to be out in the district. But, it's just been a difficult campaign season.
Because you talked about doing this a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
This is not something that you just woke up one day and thought, mm-hmm. I'd like to be the supervisor. And you actually did give this a lot of thought.
I have. And I've been to, for 2 years now, I've been to board meetings. I've sat through two budget sessions with the Board of Supervisors. So I've tried to make myself fully aware of what this job entails. And it's going to be a very... someone who takes a lot of energy. My district's growing, like Yavapai County as a whole is growing. So you've got to be out there. You've got to be engaged with the public and know the issues and be willing to not sit behind a desk and expect everybody to come to you. You have to go to them.
Well, and as a longtime Prescottonian, I don't think anybody's going to, you're not going to need a dictionary as to how to pronounce the names and words and places and faces and all that. Mm-hmm. So really the idea of someone who has been a part of the community for so many years, this is kind of like a natural outgrowth, I guess, of your community activism.
Yes, it is. And I grew up in District 1. I've been, used to hunt down in Kirkland Skull Valley with my brothers growing up, and I know the area, and not only that, Prescott and Baghdad, grew up playing, baseball up in Baghdad with girls fast pitch and all around the area, Cottonwood too. But, it's very near and dear to my heart, and that's what really pushes me, because I want somebody in that seat that loves the area, knows the area and the people.
Well, and sitting here with us is Mary Mallory, who has had the experience of actually being a Yavapai County supervisor, albeit appointed from having been with the Prescott Valley Town Council. When you started this, which is about a year ago, as when Jack Smith stepped down, he got a job through the Trump administration working with the Agriculture Department. Were you able to hit the ground running? I mean, was there a time where you had to kind of, learn where everything is and all that? Or was it something that, given your career in public service, that you were able to kind of take to it quickly?
It was really pretty easy for me. I did hit the ground running. I have been serving District 5 as a councilwoman for almost 9 years when this opportunity came up. And, it had always been a desire of my heart to possibly be a county supervisor. But I never would want, what I wanted to do was make sure that as Jack moved forward, if he ever decided not to do it, then that would be something I would definitely like to do. So I was excited when that happened. And I felt like that God gives you the desires of your heart, and he gave the desire of this for me. And so I'm super happy, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
What was the biggest difference for you between being on a town council and being on the Board of Supervisors?
Well, actually, what the biggest difference is on that is the fact that you oversee approximately 17 directors. You work with them, you meet with them monthly. In the town council, you have a town manager, and he oversees the staff. So you do not, as a county supervisor, of course, oversee the director's staff, but you work very closely with them. The other thing about District 5, which is a lot different than the other districts, is that my district is the smallest, but it is the most populated. Also, you are really dealing with the municipality. So what I say to that is I'm a partner with the elected councils of Prescott and Prescott Valley, and I work with them, and we have the same constituents. I do not overrule those cities and towns. I work with them. It's a partnership. It's a respectful partnership.
And also, being that you're on this board, you have these other supervisors that you need to create bonds with, and they are representing their constituents in their districts that are totally separate from you, whereas in a Prescott Valley Town Council, for instance, you are all Prescott Valley people, and you're all working on Prescott Valley together. This is a little bit different situation where you have to really kind of, in a way, get to know what's going on all over the county, and this county is a big landmass.
Yes, it is. And again, that's taking in respect. You meet every 2 weeks, and every supervisor has issues that they have to deal with. And so you take a look at what each supervisor is dealing with, and maybe there's a big safety issue, in regards to maybe Chino Valley or heading out to Paulden. Well, as supervisors, you evaluate this and you say, maybe we can put this one back in this district, like mine. Mine isn't as important as maybe what needs to be taken care of. So, we're here to serve all of the residents of Yavapai County. It's not just about District 5. It's about all 5 districts.
We're going to take a break. We've got the news coming up. And when we come back, yes, listeners, we are going to talk about the jail. We're going to do that with these two folks, Supervisor Mary Mallory and Supervisor Candidate Sherry Hanna. They will join us when we come back from the break here on Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back after the news.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Serving all of northern Arizona, building, remodeling, or just making sure your AC is the right degree. Call Gettles, fourth generation AC techs with the know-how to keep your AC system at its best. Don't settle. Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling. Goettls. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our 3 great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The city of Prescott has issued new guidelines for patio extensions and parklets for outdoor dining in Prescott. Restaurants that would like to extend into sidewalks that are not in the city right-of-way need to work with the landowners for permission, but the 48-inch ADA obstruction-free requirement still applies. Restaurants wishing to extend into the city right-of-way or parking areas may coordinate with the Public Works Department to obtain a licensing agreement which provides an exemption allowing chairs and tables in the right-of-way and relaxes signage requirements. Insurance policy documents naming the city of Prescott as additional insured will be required. Fencing and enclosures, plus requested extensions, should be inspected and approved by the city. For more information regarding Prescott and city services, visit prescott-az.gov or call 777-1245. Sunny, hot, and dry into and through your KQ&A weather weekend with extreme fire danger, cooling overnight to a clear 66 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, warming to highs around 99 tomorrow, 95 Saturday, 92 Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low near 73, heating up to 110 Friday, 106 all weekend. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and please be fire safe. And stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways, and sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Varicose veins or legs that ache or feel heavy shouldn't keep you from doing what you love to do. The Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center can get you back to your favorite activity. Our team specializes in diagnosing and treating vein disease, a serious vein-related circulation problem. YRMC's Vein Center will customize your therapy. If a procedure is needed, you'll undergo a state-of-the-art non-surgical treatment right at the Vein Center. And your care will be provided by a skilled vascular medicine specialist with the highest certification for care of the arteries and veins. An exceptional vascular medicine specialist and team. A customized approach to vein health and the most advanced non-surgical treatments. The Vein Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back live with Yavapai County Supervisor Mary Mallory and Supervisor Candidate Sherry Hanna. Now, Supervisor Mallory is running for election in her district, District 5, and Sherry Hanna is looking to replace Rolly Simmons, who is not running, and she is running for District 1. I'm sure you were both listening in the green room when I had my interview with the state chairwoman, Dr. Kelly Ward, and it's obvious that the Republicans are relying a lot on law and order. And if you look at the disorder that's going on your TV screens every night, it's obvious that these cities with these Democrat mayors, they've just gone wild. And I got to think that, giving a law and order message that the Republicans have to think that their message is getting through in a big way. And one of the things that has been a bone of contention here, and that is the expansion or establishment of the jail facilities here in the Prescott area, down in the Juvenile Justice Center area. And so, first of all, when that facility is built, whose district will it be in?
It's going to be in District 1.
It is in District 1. So obviously the idea of having a facility like that, first of all, I can tell you that if you're in favor of expanding the highways and expanding the airport, why wouldn't you expand the jails also? Right now we are shuttling people back and forth to Camp Verde, which maybe at $2.30 a gallon for gas, that doesn't seem all that bad. But I remember it wasn't that long ago that we had gas close to $4 a gallon. Not to mention the fact that, the separation between the courthouse and the Camp Verde jail facility, that's not something that's sustainable, is it?
No, and I think that's one question people ask me, Sanford, is why are we transporting these people back and forth from Prescott to Camp Verde? And the reason is that the majority of people, over 70% now, are arrested here in Prescott. And so they are taken to Camp Verde to be booked and processed. And then when they have to come for their hearings, these offenders are entitled to be heard in the city they are arrested in. So that means we have to bring them back to the Prescott, to the courthouse here. And so we have tremendous transportation costs, maintenance fees on the buses that bring these individuals over. And another thing I think people don't realize too is we can't combine these buses. We have to separate the offenders. The men have to be separated from the women. Even the individuals now that claim to be transgenders, they cannot be in the same bus as a female or male. So, and then the sex offenders have to be separated. You can't put sex offenders with child molesters. So there are so many federal regulations that our sheriff, Scott Masher, has to abide by. He doesn't have the luxury of saying, well, this is how I'm going to do it to make it work. He has state and federal guidelines that he has to abide by when doing all of these procedures in the jail and bringing them back over here transportation-wise and maintaining the jail. So, you know, he's under tremendous pressure and eyes on him, making sure that what's going on over there is done according to these federal mandates.
Now, the vote that had taken place was about the funding of these facilities, not whether or not they were going to be built. They have to be built. Mm-hmm. We're talking lawsuit time if Yavapai County doesn't address the overcrowding issue in its jail facilities. But this is also, is it not, also a golden opportunity to add more behavioral health resources and not just simply build more jail cells.
That's true. And I think what happened was that Sheriff Masher and Sheila Polk, our county attorney, realized looking at the data and the overcrowding and the arresting, they determined that the status quo had to change because we needed to start helping these individuals because they were seeing a lot of offenders come back, what they called the revolving door. And they weren't getting the help and support they needed once they got out of jail, and they were seeing them back again. So they came together and they did the Reach Out program, which started helping these individuals with alcohol and mental health issues and drug issues. And they even went to the great lengths to train all our police department, our cops, and our sheriff deputies went through special training at great expense so that when they came in contact with these offenders, they could tell, you know, this isn't a criminal crime. This is somebody who's addicted to alcohol or drugs or has some mental health issues. And so that way they were bringing them in and could divert them. They knew that they didn't have to go. They were saving going over to the Verde for the felony charges and things like that. So they started this program. It's had great success. And even our governor has allotted money to this program. And other counties now are looking at what Yavapai County is doing as a model for them because they're experiencing the same thing.
Yeah, I had an interview with Sheriff Masher when he talked about the results of the program reducing the level of recidivism mm-hmm. amongst the folks that were committing repetitive crimes. Because a lot of them needed behavioral counseling, mm-hmm. drug and alcohol counseling, and not just simply being incarcerated. Now, Supervisor Mallory is one of the people on the Board of Supervisors that looked at this situation and voted to fund the construction. First of all, I'm an economics guy. I cannot imagine that there is a cheaper time to build this, to bond and build this facility than now. The interest rate that you folks are going to be, have to endure is something like below 3% or something?
That's right. You know, Chairman Brown, he did a great job and we got an interest rate of 2.84%. Absolutely fabulous. We have a double A rating, credit rating. The county is very, very financially secure. They're very conservative. They've done excellent. They haven't raised the property tax in years here. But you know, the bigger issue here a lot of times is what I ponder about is the fact that how is it we have an elected sheriff, a good man who has served us so well, and we support him, we elected him. And he comes to the people and he says, I am at a point in my job. These are the things that I need to meet. And this is what I need to do. And I need to build now that criminal justice center that we have been talking about for 20 years. We've been making movement for 20 years. And here we are. We are at the point where we are going to start building. We have the bond. It's in the bank. We're moving forward. We've approved a lot of things, and we will continue to approve a lot of things. So we will move forward for this Criminal Justice Center, and for the point of that it's been a plan for so long. And when you talk about the vote in 2014, so I will tell you that Jack Smith and many others came around to all the municipalities, including Prescott and Prescott Valley and Chino Valley, and talked about what the vision was and what they were going to do. And they said that we're going to build this and we need to pay for it. So on there's going to be a ballot and there's going to be a vote on there on how to pay for it. If you vote yes for the sales tax in 2014, we're not talking about 2008, 2014, then we, if we win that vote that way, that's how we'll do it. But if you vote that down and you choose not to vote for the sales tax, then what's going to end up being is the Board of Supervisors will have to look at a property tax, because the Board of Supervisors are not the one that are building the Criminal Justice Center. We oversee the budget for the sheriff. He is the elected sheriff of our county. We, Samford, Sherry Hanna, we voted and elected this man, and he's a good man, and he's here to supply safety, security for our community and all of his deputies. And we have a responsibility to bring those people back home to their families every day. Their family sends them out on the front lines to take care of us. Where is our responsibility, our Republican standards, to take care of those that take care of us? I do not understand this at all.
Well, it sounds to me, you know, and again, I'm not going to put words in anybody's mouth, but it sounds to me from what I've seen that they can't beat you up, Mary, on your ability to care for the people in your district. They certainly can't beat you up in terms of your depth of knowledge, your customer service experience, the fact that you've been involved in your district politically and otherwise for so many years. I mean, you and I, we go back to Cookies with the Troops. Yeah. and the Healing Fields. And, you know, I mean, there is absolutely no doubt in my mind that as far as your where your heart is with this. So what else could they possibly do? Well, then we're against the jail. I mean, you know, so it's like, well, you might as well be against the traffic signals because they're there. We have to have them, and there's nothing you can do about it. So it sounds to me as though they really don't have anything they can really impeach your character with. So the only thing they can talk about is this jail that supposedly they don't want. Well, it doesn't matter. It's already done.
It is done. It is an absolute done deal. We are moving forward with that. It has been a process, and there has been many meetings. And if you can't make it to a meeting, you can go online. There's an agenda posted. It tells you what we're doing. Go on the agenda. Take a look. I've only been on the board for 1 year. And I know all about this long before I showed up as a board of supervisor. So, you know, engagement into your community is important. I know there's a lot of new people here, but you know what? I, Samford, will never apologize for supporting those that defend my freedoms and keep me safe. I will stand with them always and forever. That's who I am. That's in my heart. That is the right thing to do. I love this country. I love this state, and I love this county. And I will always defend those that defend me. I will not defund them.
We're going to take a quick break. We have more with Supervisor Mary Mallory and Supervisor Candidate Sherry Hanna. You're listening to Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rippographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rippographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And just a few minutes more with Yavapai County Supervisor Mary Mallory and Supervisor Candidate Sherry Hanna. Sherry, you're no stranger to the political scene. Your husband, John, was involved in City of Prescott politics. Mm-hmm. Were you able to witness firsthand about his involvement with the community that you think would be useful to you in serving as a supervisor?
Well, and he was also on the Prescott Police Force. And so, you know, this kind of hits very close to what we're talking about now. But I think it's important that not only our the public, but our law enforcement officers know that their elected officials are behind them. They have to know that. And when you have candidates running that are going to be, could possibly be overseeing, you know, them and what they do and giving them the things that they need to be safe, they need to know that those officials support them. So, you know, I want to reiterate to everybody, and Mary made some good points there, but the first thing that the Board of Supervisors is responsible for is public safety. That is their main responsibility. And so when we have candidates talking about going in and try to reverse things that have been done, defunding, then, you know, that's exactly what they're doing. This has already been passed. The money's been forward. And whenever you defund something, it's taking away from something that already has been funded and is on its way. So that's exactly what they're doing.
I don't know if I'm telling any secrets out of school, but you know, your husband John built the wall that made up our very first studio when we started the radio station in 1985.
Well, he was a general contractor back then.
Yeah, we had like a lot. This was like a converted dentist's office, and so the lobby was our studio, and John actually built the wall that walled off our very first studio right before we went on the air.
Oh, wow.
Nice guy.
I didn't know that, but thank you. Thank you.
Here we're coming up on primary day, and you've got a constituency that you have established here in District 5. So what's your message to the voters coming up on primary day on Tuesday?
Well, you know, my message is that I ask you to please keep Mary Mallory as your county supervisor for District 5. I have served this community in the public service for 10 years, and I have lived here for 20 years and done many things in the community throughout that. But, you know, I'm real. I am honest, and I tell the truth. And sometimes people don't like the truth, and I am sorry for that, but you will get the truth from me. And I do the right thing. I do what's best for the whole community, and I listen to people. I treat this job as a job of customer service. I hear people, I listen to them, and I respect them. And even though I have to make tough decisions, I respect everybody, and I answer everybody.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in here with just a few days to go with the primary election. We certainly wish you success on Tuesday and really do appreciate you taking the time from your busy, busy lives, not only to spend it with us, but also to throw your hat in the ring. This is not an easy time to be in politics, but I think your hearts are in the right place, and we're really glad that you were able to spend some time with us here on Talk of the Town.
Thank you for having us, Sanford.
You bet.
Thank you very much, Sanford.
And we have the Talk of the Quad Cities continuing with Mark Levin coming your way next here on KQNA. Also want to remind you that tomorrow it's going to be Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQNA. So we're looking forward, since we actually have some real sports to talk about, that's always a breath of fresh air. But I want to say a big thank you to the Arizona State Chairperson, Dr. Kelly Ward, for being my guest, and of course, Supervisor Mary Mallory here for Yavapai County, and Supervisor Candidate Sherry Hanna. Thank you all for being a part of Talk of the Town here on KQNA. So that's going to do it for us. If you have any questions or thoughts, you certainly can send us a little email to talkofthetown@kqna.com, and we will read every single one that we get. We promise. Once again, it's Mark Levin coming your way next here on the Talk of the Quad Cities. For everybody here, have a great Thursday, everybody, and don't forget to vote on Tuesday. Exercise your right, because it is, after all, your democracy. Talk to you again tomorrow on Sports at 4 o'clock here on KQ&A. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.